Good morning, Alert Bay. Larry Hill here. Just want to acknowledge, first of all, that we're on the traditional territory of the Namgis First Nation and how happy I am here. I am to be here with them. This is a summary of the meeting. The Village of Alert Bay Council meeting took place on Monday, February the 14th at the Legion. Everybody was present except Councillor Gordon was present by phone. So we did all the stuff we needed to do. We approved the agenda and the previous agendas and everything, and then began the meeting at 5 o'clock. Don't forget you can come to these meetings too. There's lots of space. There were no petitions or delegations. Old business. Island Health, Alert Bay Water System inspection and meeting. We did meet this week to talk about the water system operating procedures and requirements. And we are looking for funding. We, I think, are going to have to replace our water system. And we actually have a meeting coming up on the 25th with the health inspector to talk about it too. So I can report back about that. Anyway, it was moved and seconded that funding application for replacement of the water system be approved. And it was. New business variance application, the front setback of 39 Birch Road. It was moved and seconded that the development variance application for the front setback of 6.86 meters, 0.64 meters less than the setback requirement. This is, was an existing building, so this was carried. It was fine. And then I had a suggestion, actually, that given all the shortage of housing here, we do own some property here, and I suggested to council that we think about building something here, like even if we start with a duplex, and then this duplex would be rentable. And I think if we have a criteria that we rent it to people who are, you know, essential service people, either hospital staff or educational staff, you know, so we could, you know, people would be attracted to come to this area because there is housing, which right now there isn't. So our CAO is going to report back to us next meeting on how we could do this, the funding and everything. So I'll let you know what happens there. It was moved and seconded that we investigate the possibility. There was a building permit moving application for Orca Way. It was moved and seconded that the moving permit, building permit application be approved. Building permit for 66 Cedar Street. It was moved and seconded that the building permit for the repair and replacement of rotten wood on the exterior wall of 66 Cedar Street be approved. Correspondence for Action website, email, or request for information sharing the eulogy of Captain Craddock. And it was moved and seconded that the request for the sharing of the eulogy of Captain Craddock, past Alert Bay resident, and on the Alert Bay website, social media, and bulletin boards be approved. And so that will be done. Village of Cumberland had a request for support of Bill C-216, Health-Based Approach to the Substance Use Act. And we all agreed with this, this act, so we are going to write a letter of support to the Village of Cumberland. BC Epilepsy Society requests for a proclamation of International Purple Day. That's going to be March the 26th, 2022. And we will spread the news about that Epilepsy Awareness Day. MP Peter Julian, private member's bill, requested for endorsement. And this was one that we had seen before, and it was about hate symbols. And I spoke again against this one, because who is going to determine the hate symbols? And it just seemed to be a very difficult bill to pass. And so we just received it and filed it. We didn't write a letter of support. Correspondence for information, Health Canada, radon gas in your home. Community Futures, North Island Business Recovery, Resiliency Coaching, Visitor Center Stats, Check listings and visa breakdown, City of Victoria Bill 21, legal challenge of the Quebec government, Statistic Canada, Cormorant Island population, census results. our CAO, Lyle McNish, will check with other jurisdictions for populations numbers. It was moved and seconded that all these items be received for and filed. Council reports. Mayor Buchanan participated in two weekly regional district COVID updates. He attended a meeting with the director of UMISTA and CAO McNish regarding funding opportunities for replacing the community hall roof. Met with the rest of council and DCAO Larson, as well as representatives from Kincombe, Guilford, the Namgus First Nation, and Wailalayu Council for a multi-jurisdictional meeting regarding the Cormorant Island Health Center. We all attended that meeting, and you know, it's there's lots going on at our hospital, and I think it could be operating much better environment. So we're just going to see what we can do about it. He participated in a conference with Minister Allsborne and mayors and CAOs from the AVICC area about issues in the community regarding infrastructure and trying to return to normal. It was also mentioned there was a grant money available for infrastructure. He attended a regional district financial budget meeting and met with RCMP Sergeant Prunty about the priorities for the coming year and how the community felt about their service for last year. We also discussed getting the Community Justice Committee active again. And Councillor Granger is going to participate in that. He attended the office to answer emails, sign checks, and respond to emails. And from home as well. Councillor Gordon attended the multi-jurisdictional meeting regarding Cormorant Island Health Center. Councillor Hill, I attended the multi-jurisdictional meeting as well that I explained a bit to you. And I received a call from a neighbor about two dogs killing two pregnant sheep. This, and I think I've heard other stories in the community too about dogs roaming, killing chickens. And anyway, we do not tolerate dogs running loose on the island. So please report these to us any time you see it, or if it's your dog, make sure you keep your dog contained. Councillor McGregor attended the multi-jurisdictional meeting again. Planned on participating in a regional CBLAC Senior Elders Better Living Advisory Committee, but it was canceled. Staff reports. Kane Gordon, Fire Chief, Fire Activities. He responded to a fire with the crew and attended the site afterwards to follow up on hot spots. Met with the fire investigator on another fire scene from a few weeks ago. Possible cause was an electric ice machine. Lyle McNish financial update. It was moved and seconded that we accept this report for information. The council approves the allocation of the following surplus funds to the associated reserves totaling $176,000. $30,000 to the reserve for specific projects, made up of $5,000 for fire department tools equipment, $25,000 for pilings, $15,000 to the reserve for fire department, $10,000 to the reserve for solid waste, $20,000 to the reserve for general capital, $23,095 to the reserve for asset replacement, $14,733.18 to the reserve for water fund, $44,217 to the reserve for sewer fund, and $19,000 to the reserve sewer debenture. This was all carried. Connie Larson, Deputy CAO, UBCM ESS grant funding. Moved and seconded the funding application for the ESS storage units in the amount of $14,437.16 made to UBCM is approved. And these are storage units to store the safety equipment, generators and things like that from the emergency management response committee. There was no question period. Moved motion to exclude the public. There was an issue that we talked about in camera. And after that ended, there was a report on that, and it was an approved wage increase effective January 23rd, 2022 for the village workers, staff. Okay, that's it. Remember, you know, we do have space for you to attend these meetings, and... they're lots of fun. Okay, hope to see you there.